We're delving deeper into the world of mining and engineering. From the Coalface with Martin Creamer.
It's Martin Creamer, Publishing Editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Good afternoon, Martin.
Good afternoon, Sakina.
So South Africa is under consideration for the local manufacturing of new high-demand battery materials.
Yes, you know, this is a once-in-a-100-year type occurrence. We last had a big change in the way we energize ourselves in the late 1800s when we moved to diesel and petrol. Now we are moving to mobility, but it's mobility with electricity, and they wanted clean electricity, and all sorts of new strategic materials are involved. A lot of them we can supply in South Africa, some of them we can't. But what is seen as important is putting together the batteries themselves. And this is a huge opportunity for South Africa. And, you know, NexSource, which is listed in Canada, is linked up with Vision Blue, which we know very well because we know Sir Mick Davis. Mick Davis used to run Eskom's finances here. He also got involved in a lot of mining activities here. And now he wants the country to consider itself as a base to make these battery materials and put a lot of the components together. So he's mining graphite in Madagascar. He wants to bring it across to South Africa. He wants to process it here. He wants to bring down the cobalt from the Democratic Republic of Congo. He wants copper from South Africa to come through. He wants the manganese sulfate to come through, which we produce here, plus the nickel sulfate. And he wants to put everything together so that when the car manufacturers need this battery material, they will have a battery ready for them, which will be far more risk-free for them. And we make 600,000 cars here a year, 400,000 of them exported. So they see South Africa as an incredibly good base. And they're speaking to the government to try and persuade the government to create this industry in South Africa, which will be fantastic for our economy.
Martin, tenders are due to be invited next week for a modern, a new system to boost South African mining exploration.
You know, we need the actual applicants for all sorts of mining rights and mineral rights to be digitized. At the moment, it's not digitized. So tenders are going out for a cadastre. Now, we're very behind on this. Mozambique is ahead of us. Namibia is ahead of us. Botswana is ahead of us. Everybody is ahead of us. We've been lagging badly. So tenders are going to go out, they say, by the latest next Friday for a new modern cadastre system so that when people apply, they will do it in a digitized fashion. We know that, you know, their confirmation that the DMRE, which is the Department of Mineral Resources, is continuing to experience chronic shortage of basic office supplies. You know, people are talking about them not being able to print and they don't have toners. This is very serious. It's holding up a big backlog of applications. So even though, you know, this tender is now coming out next week, it's very late. I hope that they really move on this so that we don't lose out on this great big cycle of upward movement by the mining industry. You know, it's a cycle you've got to get into early. Otherwise, other people will beat you to it.
And just finally, Martin, South Africa's Council for Geoscience this week went live with new data to attract investment.
Yeah, and this is digitization. This is what we want. We want a lot of information to be available on the exploration front. And they said, come to our site, come and see what you can get. Most of it is going to be free. And they struck up a memorandum of understanding with Orion Minerals, which is listed in Australia and South Africa. And they said, let's quickly start flying over the area together, see what is available there. They link to other big prospecting people. And let's see what is in our ground in the Northern Cape so that we can try and turn it to account as fast as possible. So at least there is some new urgency being shown on the geoscience front.
Well, Martin, thanks so much. Martin Creamer is Publishing Editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He'll be back with another edition of At the Coalface, same time next Friday.